Fellas, we've surveyed women all around the world, and 9 out of 10 women agree they prefer for their man to be groomed down below. Now, he ain't got to be completely bald, but they want him to shave that fro down just a little bit. And Manscaped is here to help you because they just released the all-new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Now, this trimmer has skin-soft technology, and it also features their brightest LED spotlight to date. Of course, they're waterproof and so silent, you can't even tell that I'm using them right now. You can get 20% off your Manscaped clippers or anything else on their website, like the boxes that I'm wearing too, by using our code word Dignified. They'll even throw in free shipping when you go to check out. So go to manscaped.com, use that code word Dignified, and upgrade your balls. Yep, it's your boy Jerry the Great, and you are tuned into a brand new episode of the Dignified Delinquent Show, because I got my people in the building and we in this motherfucking bitch just chilling. First and foremost, I don't know who to go to first because I ain't seen them both in a while. Alicia.
Want me to rap?
No, okay.
How y'all doing? How y'all living?
Yeah, who the fuck I was talking to?
Right. Okay.
How you living?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, you know I can't rap. I'll never have a little rap for you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, past you.
Okay.
My God is here. It's been a minute since I seen this nigga,
now,
man.
What's up, B?
Q say the deuces y'all in the motherfucking building.
Yo, I was going to hit it with him. That boy Q Shay coming in. I'm sipping on this juice. Don't know what's going on. It might be gin. It might be tequila.
Ooh.
What's going on? Baby Breeze in the building.
What? Baby right Breeze there.
That's what they said.
That's what they call them. They call them Baby Breeze.
I ain't embracing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm
a
just
little bit. Cause
you Q say the dudes, but like yeah,
I don't Q say the dudes.
This nigga's Q say.
Oh, my bad.
It's gonna take us a minute to get started with this episode, but we here. We are here.
Took y'all a minute.
Think I've been drinking.
You know what I'm saying?
I started drinking
Y'all done got us in full effect today. They done tried to play matchmaking and all.
Come on now. Cause y'all,
I'm telling you.
Because here's the thing. And we jumping right into this fucking tour. Q say, are you single?
Man, you know I'm single.
I'm
a Pringle out here.
He's not single. He know he not single.
Come on,
listen, he said he's a Pringle.
Anybody that put a little, I'm single like a Pringle, they in a relationship.
No.
Okay, let me ask you like this. Alicia, are you single?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a different answer.
why she lying?
Mm-hmm.
Why she lying?
Now,
why you lying?
Because
I just caught you in a lie earlier. You lie so fucking fast. That's how I know you're not single.
So listen, yeah. I'm going to tell you something.
Period.
So basically, what you had said.
I had basically
said. She
said
she was at Elevation.
I went to Elevation.
Right.
Right.
That's a cool
I was there on Saturday.
He was like, I was there. What day was, who was in there? I was there. I was like, oh, Keisha Cole and Take was in there. I wasn't there. You had to lie so quick, though. That's what
I was.
Right?
I was there on Saturday. I just was driving.
How long you been single?
Oh.
Because he lying. Moving on, Jerry. Next question.
Well, that ain't even a lie. That's a real thought.
That's a like, thought. He's trying to figure this shit out.
Like, that's a real thought.
Now, I
so
will.
So, you been single for a day?
Nah, I've been single for like about since 2021.
Damn.
He ain't single.
Yeah, no. But you had some situationships and shit between.
I mean,
them.
In between.
Yeah, you know I mean?
One or two.
You can't count that, though. He been
that
single.
That don't count. That's the reason why they ain't here no more.
The thing that I love about me being on the show with y'all, Breeze is out this week, by the way, but he'll be back next week for sure. Y'all were talking like off camera, and people don't be noticing. Like when they be coming in as guests, I be quiet as fuck because I be saving shit in my brain to ask on the show. Q say asks you a question and you deny to answer.
What was the question? You denied the answer.
She
sure did.
She denied.
She never
what
came through and said it. You know what I'm waiting on. She denied the question.
You know Q say asks you, he said, so you don't find me attractive? And then you said what?
Huh?
Yeah. That was not the question. That was not the response.
Huh? I think that the ladies will find you attractive on the show for sure.
I ain't talking about the ladies. He said you.
I think you're a nice young man. A nice looking.
You ain't gotta be like, listen, I'm a cute dog.
You say it's because of my age.
So
girl,
when they play that song, you be in there doing the dances?
I mean, I don't dance, I hop, remember that. But anything else, I'm just telling you, like,
oh my.
Whether
you dance or hop, you're still a whore.
I'm not a whore. So I'm asking you, you didn't never go back to about what you thought. You said the ladies on the show might think.
Ooh,
but you ain't say what you think.
But let's just break it down.
We ain't got to go back to what I said.
We ain't going to go back to what you said. No. This is what he said. Let's break it down. I said, so we was having like a back and forth. He had asked me a question. I was just like, oh, you know,
she was slightly flirting, y'all.
What? Time out. Not gonna play. He had asked me a question. He was like, "Oh, don't say that. Don't say that," or whatever. And I was like, "Oh, well, when we was talking, I said he looked like Joey Badass."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then Jerry was like, "Oh, you find Joey Badass attractive?" And I was like, "If I would have took it there and said like yes, then it would have been a bigger thing." That's when he asked me like, "Oh, you think I'm attractive?" But then in the conversation that we was having one-on-one, you said you don't need nobody to tell you you're attracted because you already know. So why are you asking
me? So I asked for your opinion. I don't need you to tell me. I said ask for your opinion.
Am I asking you if I'm pretty to you?
I don't matter. I asked you.
Well, question of the day, Tay-Tay, while I'm here with the camera and shit. Johnny, can you say the deuce? Do you find her? I love playing fucking matchmaker. Do you find her attractive?
Honestly, I ain't answering no questions until I get mine.
And I could take it there. We can take it there though.
Alright,
come on now. Are we all not over 21?
They tell you over 21.
You over 21?
But that's beside nothing. On camera. Is everybody on camera? Is everybody on camera? Not that was our thing. But yeah. Let's be 21.
But my thing is that I didn't sit around here and say I don't need nobody to tell me I'm attractive. So besides therefore, your question shouldn't be answered because you don't need me.
I took the energy to where you took it at. Because like obviously, whenever he asked, did you find Joey Badass attractive or whatever? I look like me on me. But that was his way of saying you think bro look good, and you could have took it there right then.
I didn't.
And you tried to play the game that you played. So
you know, people be like,
it's my turn to talk.
I don't understand.
I'm adding to your explanation.
When you let me talk,
all of the 10, look at it looking at each other. They going,
because we can take it there.
Talking no more. I'm letting you talk. I'm just showing you that I'm letting you talk.
Oh, okay.
You niggas gonna make a cute ass baby.
No, thank you.
I don't know.
He not ready to be a daddy.
I'm more of a light skin kind.
Because you want to have a baby soon from the last time you were.
I'm just saying.
What'd you say?
I'm a light skin kind of guy when it comes to babies.
You want a light skin baby?
Yeah.
That's kind of
discriminatory. It's not. You got people out here.
Come on.
He can have my baby because his muscle build. You got people out here trying to make athletes and NFL players out here.
You 1,000% right. But however, come on.
Listen, I just got good confidence. I know I'm a little ugly.
No, I ain't say that.
You ain't got to tell me. Okay, it don't matter what you think. But I know I'm a little ugly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have extreme confidence, because you got to have confidence to
run down. For sure.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like, hey, if I want to have a kid, I want to be with a red bone.
Now,
that's just my preference
for
right now.
It
I don't
is
know.
Black
my mind
month.
Might think, change.
It's Black History Month, and the women are going to be very upset with you for saying that.
It's okay.
They're going to be extremely upset.
One thing about it, red is still a shade of black.
I can't disagree.
But you are a
black individual yourself.
Dark.
So
chocolate.
Now, what if your child hypothetically comes out and it has your complexion?
You did all that fucking
with a red bone.
All that fucking for no reason.
Like, damn, baby, your daddy has scarred.
And I just want to let you know, they can be a red bone, but because they taking on your color, they strip her from her color. She's gonna be dark the whole pregnancy, trying to bring in that dark baby.
To be honest, I'm gonna tell you something, and I honestly do feel like my complexion gonna play a big factor in it, because my mama red, and my daddy black.
Right.
And he got strong genes.
So you want a red bone because your mama a red bone?
Damn, I never said that. Oh, I never said that. That's okay. That's sick.
That's sick. He said that's sick.
If you idolize anything that's like your parents, that's sick.
Okay. Alrighty.
My parents ain't the best parents. I want to say that. No offense. I love you, mama and daddy.
Moving on.
Good to see y'all both.
Yeah.
In the show. Mm-hmm. Alicia, how you living, dog?
I'm living good.
I love your shirt. What does it say? It says dignified.
You know, it says dignified delinquents.
Only host. Get this shirt.
She's still trying to store.
Without looking down, what is a dignified delinquent?
Why you always do this? Like, why when it come out of me, you want me to? I'm finna look.
Because
down.
It has a definition.
I don't know why you always do that.
See, and you talk only host.
Unapologetic. Someone who's unapologetic. What does dignified mean to you?
One who
Mr. Joey Badass.
Honestly, I don't really like to speak on it because I feel like whenever you speak sometimes, everybody ain't even ready to gather what you got to say. So I like to exemplify. Mm. I said it wrong, but I like to be an example.
Yeah, I was with you, though. I was fucking with you.
Oh, you know what? I'm country. Yeah, I'm country. I can't say it right. I'm going to let you know my cousins. If y'all don't been on here and y'all know me, I done been on here before. I ain't going to pronounce it right, but you know where I'm trying to go.
You trying to say.
Tight shit.
I ain't going to exemplify. I like to exemplify.
Exemplify. Something. It's okay.
You don't like
that word? But it's like that. I am. I live it. You feel me? I am the example. You be on me tough. You see it right here.
Mm-hmm. You be on me tough, and then somebody else say something. I'm with you.
Not even. I sat right in that chair. It was time that he agreed with you, and he agreed with bro. You can't do that. You just be feeling a little bit more attacked whenever he ain't agreeing with you. You feel me? And I had to be mindful of that too, though. Mm-hmm. It ain't that I ain't like what they said. It just I ain't like the fact that they ain't agree with
it's
me.
It's not that I didn't like what you said.
Uh-huh.
I have no problem with what you said.
Yeah,
it's the fact that you didn't agree with me. Remember that. That
That's
part
what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, y'all. Hey, it is the last week in February, Black History Month. What I'm curious. What have y'all done this month that has just been black as fuck? Like blackity black.
Cook for a man.
Pour a man a drink.
Pour a man a drink.
Thank you.
What have y'all done this month that's been the blackest shit that you can think of?
Oh, you gonna be sick.
That's a good ass rum.
Good rum. I know, right? I thought this was the rum the first time, and I was like, damn, that was vodka.
That was, yeah, vodka like a mother.
And you let me just drink it. I said
I
the rum
didn't know.
The spice rum.
Nigga, I thought it was white. What's the blackest thing I've done this month?
Besides be on this show.
Okay. Yeah, I think you got me on the show.
On the show, you just been doing some black shit.
Yeah.
Are you coming back next week?
Am I coming back next week?
I hope so.
I gotta, you know, sometimes you be trying to give everybody else a chance. But, you know, I'll gratefully accept any invitation.
You say, what have you done this month? Because your ass been on the road, nigga. I've seen you in New York. I've seen you in Miami.
In New York?
You've been all over the goddamn globe.
Why was you in New York?
Road runner, La Mama.
R-R.
Runner. Stamp that.
Don't call me La Mama.
You like that?
I don't.
Oh,
you stop flirting with each other while I'm here. Because my nipples getting hard.
I'm sorry. Her 18 centimeters.
First of all, mine wasn't 18, you hater. Mine wasn't 18.
But it was.
But you must have been listening,
sound
trying
like,
to see.
Sound like you locked
you definitely
in.
Said 18.
No,
I was locked
I said,
in.
No. Did you
said 18. She said 18.
I did
she
not say 18. My size. You
she
asked
said
me.
Her shit was 18.
That's next week.
Oh.
I did not. And when he play it back, hit me up and give me an apology because I did not. He asked me what's the biggest size I've seen.
He said yo, it was 8.
Well, next time you sucking them, look at them.
I got you. I'll let you know.
Not that that's going to happen. I'm just
it's
saying.
It's not going
to
happen.
The case. Remind
why you flexing
hard.
For the camera?
Am I flexing for the camera?
La Mama. Listen.
I call me La Mama. I have a name.
I like La Mama though.
I don't.
Tight shit.
Okay.
That's how they flirting with each other. I don't
like little mama.
I feel weird. I feel like I'm on an episode of fucking.
I feel like you purposely trying
Alicia,
to put somebody.
No.
I'm just playing with you. I love to play.
No.
I'm playing too. I know. I'm not taking you serious.
Oh, please don't.
I'm not. The
fuck? That goddamn Mercury gonna be jumping in the parking lot like this.
I'm glad you know that Mercury got your suspensions on it. Yes, sir.
I'm so sorry. What,
not that funny.
What the fuck was I asking? God damn. Come on now, you guys.
You asked me, what was the blackest thing?
The blackest
thing?
Shit mm-hmm. you done in Black History Month, because this is the last week of Black History.
I mean, honestly, bro.
You black 24/7.
Honestly. I'm black 24/7.
Yeah, 24/8.
I ain't gonna say it just cause you're on the show.
Say it.
Because you never know what the future might endure. You talking crazy right now, but you never know, you might be bae down the line.
I'm not taking you serious. You just told me not to take you serious, little baby. So say what you gotta say.
Not little baby back. Ooh. How you gonna baby on baby? How you gonna baby on baby? How you gonna baby on baby?
Yes, Lord.
Say what you gotta say. What's the blackest thing you done?
Honestly, the blackest thing I've done.
I don't like this. This is what I'm saying. Like
shit,
this.
We ain't that far in the year.
Only like the second one. Okay, well, the people
want
to know.
The people want cousins. So the blackest thing I've done this year, honestly, would be I kicked my roommate out. Like this was like
was this a friend?
We was homeboys.
So you didn't
want
to tell us you kicked your roommate out?
I mean, the roommate might be listening.
I just gave you something quick and simple. That wasn't what I wanted to say, but.
I'm not gonna say that.
I kicked my roommate out, right? And only reason why I kicked him out is just because he was too dirty, bro. And I ain't really black. I just feel like as black folks, we gotta stand on business, man.
Are you Drewski?
Nah, that ain't so, Big Drewski. I'm on Tiala's son.
What you said? What Drewski said? Fuck that nigga. Don't let him play on your top.
Don't let him play on your top.
Understand on business. Nah, let's joking around though. For real. I kicked my homeboy out though. He was my dog.
He was your dog.
He was my dog. But it was like, it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was black people's stuff. It was just like, my birthday this day.
Yeah.
I need you out.
You
was
September. You was September, brother.
Yeah, so okay. He had to be out by the new year. So.
Oh, you give him a good fucking
one. He paid you rent.
I let him pay rent. Like, and he actually left earlier than what he needed to. But it was just like, I'm intimidating.
So now you have.
You were intimidating him? What kind of shit were you doing?
Because it's like, shoot.
He finna see this shit and beat your ass.
He gonna say, I really tried to respect your ass. You can't respect me. You can't say nothing to me because at the end of the day, you slept on my bed. You feel me? Everything in the house was mine. You feel me? Down to the shower curtain that you let your ass cheeks get
swipe
stuck
across.
To, yeah. Nigga, was mine. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah. The toilet sheet.
You got a two bedroom or one bedroom?
He's still a friend?
You got a 2 bedroom?
It's my dog. It's a 2 bed, 1 bath. But everything in the house I paid for.
Yeah, come on.
You ain't bring nothing but your clothes.
But come back though, because that's still your dog.
I'm back. No.
Because she said some shit that's triggered you.
No, it was a simple thing is that like you older than me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I shouldn't be taking care of you.
You shouldn't be teaching a grown ass man how to do
certain
things.
I should really be coming to you.
You feel me? Like my mom and my daddy had installed certain things into me. Like, you feel me? Like, nigga, if you want allowance this week, you gotta clean all 5 bathrooms in the house.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Every Friday before, if I wanted allowance, I had to clean 5 bathrooms. Right the yard.
How many goddamn bedrooms y'all had? 5 bathrooms? Shit, that sound like a mansion.
Big labia energy.
But if I eat a little cheese every day,
just keep it.
It's like I have a tolerance.
Yeah,
for cheese.
Good
same
job
with
building
cats.
Up your tolerance.
Like if I pet a cat every day for the first week or two.
I thought you were going to say if I eat a cat a little bit every day, starting at the tail and just ate a little bit, then I'd be fine. But if I didn't eat a cat for 3 months.
I would totally start at the face. Why would you start at the tail?
If someone put a gun to my head and said, eat this cat. I'm trying to think of
we're
an acceptable
talking about
scenario.
A feline, right?
Oh, did you think I was talking about pussy?
Maybe. It could go there.
I don't want to eat a cat. I want to eat a pussy.
He ain't really mean five, y'all.
Not dead ass me and five.
Okay. No,
upstairs, you got my bathroom. You got my mama, you got the half bathroom, okay. And then you got my mama in the bathroom.
I was just making sure because you was counting. I didn't want you to look crazy on here.
I grew up fortunate. I always say that.
Okay.
Fortunate to have you, girl. You're married to some money.
You spoiled as a motherfucker, so you got generational wealth.
I don't have generational, but my parents definitely believe in you got to get it out the mud.
Yeah.
But
you said that before.
But you feel me? I did say that. You feel me? If you down bad, like, it ain't nothing for that shit to get you out the mud.
Okay.
But again, like, I grew up
cleaning
the bathrooms and stuff like that.
You
doing
kicked
my stuff.
Your dog out.
Just because he was dirty.
Dirty booty.
And he, like, you could, like, and then I had expectations of my rent being paid on a certain time. Like, bro, I pay my rent on the 28th of every month.
Oh, you so Virgo, but I love it.
Bro, I pay my rent on the 28th, bro. So when my bread come out, my checking account, you need to be sending it that morning. Like, I shouldn't be asking you at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and
rent due on the 1st.
Shh.
So
you, when you signed in on my house that's in my name, I broke down what the rules and stipulation was, bro. I pay all my bills on this day. I don't want my money on the 30th. I don't want my money on the 5th. Whenever my money come out my account, I want you to be sending my bread to me. You get paid.
Outcome
twice,
income.
You feel me? You get paid twice a month. Matter of fact, you get paid every week, little bro. I only get paid once a month, so it shouldn't be no reason why I'm paying bills before you, my nigga.
How you only get paid once a month?
Because that's I work for an institution. I'm a salary nigga. I get paid once a month.
Okay.
Ooh, that's
so
tough.
You feel me? So I got to learn how to manage. And
yeah, you got to hold on to what you
my
got.
My budget,
yeah.
Budget my bread. So you out here doing all this frivolous spending and shit, but on the 28th, my bills already paid. And you telling me, oh, I ain't got it to the 4th or the 5th. That don't sit right in my heart. And you in that bitch smoking and shit.
It don't sit you feel right me? In your heart.
Hell no. And I'm over this bitch looking at my account looking at. Oh, the bit looking mad. No, so to kill all this
because his money that he gonna pay to the rent is your money that you done already
spent out.
Well, you know what I mean, like,
so now that you gone money, already, your,
so why even let somebody stay with you?
He gone. I don't need it because the rent was nothing. I didn't need it. You was just here because my dog wanted you. To, like, only and this goes with it's not what you know, it's who you know. My homeboy. If my homeboy didn't say Johnny, let that nigga move in. Let that nigga move in. Like, y'all will be good. Like, staying together. He need that shit. That shit would have never happened.
How old you is again, QC?
I'm 25.
25.
And a bro, baby. 28.
As a God damn. As a 25-year-old.
A baby. And you got it together like that.
Who was I? Was I staying with someone at 25?
I'm giving you probably, a compliment. Just calling you a baby.
I had winked at you. You ain't see it.
Yeah, take the probably, shades off.
You feel me?
Probably my wife is who I was staying with at 25. I don't even know if we was even. We yeah, we were. Bills? We were living together at 25. As a 25-year-old single person, I don't think I could stay with someone. Like, I would be in the same boat that you in. Like, hey, nigga, this is the stipulations. If you don't meet this, you got to fucking go. You got to fuck out of it. I don't know. It sounded very Virgo of you, and yeah. I appreciate that because I'm a fucking Virgo myself. So I appreciated that shit. But I'm like, nigga, you can get it by yourself, get it by yourself. Fuck that extra
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that nigga back in Clearwater right now.
Because ain't gonna cause them but problems. Ew, ain't gonna cause them but problems and issues.
And it made me mad as fuck. Like, God, why the fuck am I coming home? You ain't be playing the game and shit. Blah, blah, blah.
There's a nigga working?
He had to be. Bro, this nigga was working 24/7, cuz. Working more than me. I come out of town clean. Cause me, I'm tight dude. I clean the crib before I go out of town.
Yeah.
But when I come home,
he come back home to some comfortable shit.
That shit dirty. Like, the bathroom ain't clean. Like, damn. Like, what you been doing for 2 weeks? I been gone. You know I come home. I tell you
I'm back coming home
on this day.
Yeah.
So you can have the high clean. I done stayed with somebody that I had to pay them the rent, and then my name wasn't on the lease. But when that nigga came to the crib, my frat brother drove trucks. Cause when he came back to the crib,
came home to a clean house.
Then it came to a clean house. Yeah. I wasn't even there. And then I left him to the living room. Like, it was just a self respect thing. Like,
yeah,
that's your shit, nigga. I ain't even finna be here.
You don't even see me.
You feel me? Cause you gone 2-3 months out. Like, you gone 6-7 months out the year. I got the house to myself.
I'm going to cook.
You feel me?
And clean and
this shit clean. You come in, you ain't got to say nothing to me. So I'm coming off that, and you telling me that I don't like how you talking to me. Da, 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 da. Nigga, what? Nah, I'm talking to you about my money. Oh, it's okay, bro. Don't worry about it. Let's get out.
Hey, how about this? By the 31st of December.
Nah, I gave him the time. My dog moved out earlier than that. I said, you ain't got to move out now. You doing that? Say no more. The rent was already paid up. Cause that's me, like. My rent gonna be paid early. I be blessed to get lumps of money at some time. So
now, Alicia, you were by yourself for a minute. You was out in the streets living by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you have a roommate or did you bring somebody in or were you just out here trying to get it by yourself?
I got it by myself. I ain't had no roommate.
No roommate. Did you
one,
ever
one.
You ever consider
one?
Yeah, we had a one bedroom, one bath.
Yeah.
Damn,
I wasn't trying to get a roommate. I was trying to live by myself.
You was on the south side?
No, I was on the west side.
Ooh.
You're
still in the west?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was on the west side.
Now, challenge by choice. What happened? What made you say, okay, let me go back. Let me revert and figure some more shit out so I can go out and get it again?
I looked at my bills. And I was like this close to paying off my car. And me staying there was like kind of holding me back because I mean I'm gonna pay my rent like that's just gonna happen.
Where are you now? Challenge by choice.
Where do I live now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Challenge by choice again. Why you saying damn?
Why you saying damn?
I wish I could live with my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Yeah.
Do you get those? Do you get the same freedom? Like, is it a different type of freedom?
Is it a different type of freedom?
Yeah.
I feel like in the beginning when I moved back in, she was like on some, standing on some business type shit. Like, oh, don't come back if you can't get here by 12.
Ooh.
And I was like, ooh, 12? Do you know what time the club start? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, but me being me, I'm going to step on some toes. I'm going to step on some toes so you go to bed and stop worrying about what's going on over here. So, yeah, it was like that in the beginning. Now it's chill. I'll tell her if I'm doing a nightcap or something. We call it nightcaps, meaning I'm not coming back.
Until when?
Like the next day, or like I'll say like, oh, I'm be out for the weekend. But see, my mama do a bunch of traveling too. Like her and my daddy, they go, like right now they out of town. Like they do a bunch of like traveling.
You got a house to yourself.
Yeah, probably. So I already be having the house kind of to myself. And so like I just kind of had like.
So
like,
your roommates? Say,
who?
They're like your roommates.
My parents? Okay. I wouldn't say they like my roommate.
They still your parents?
They still my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still my parents. Shit. I wasn't raised like that to be like, oh, my parents still my roommate.
I mean, I would never say my dad and my roommate. Like, honestly, like, my daddy still put fear in my heart to this day. I'm scared of him.
My parents, yeah.
Not my mama, but yeah. I love my mama. My mama homegirl.
But.
My daddy, yeah. Though? Mm-mm.
You chilling. I was just like, I just like thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I can pay this off and this off if I go back home. And I talked to my mom and she was like, great, come back.
Yeah. Oh, she wanted you back. She wanted you back.
She's like, great, come back. I think my mom liked to have a little sense of control. A little sense.
Okay. Because me, myself, personally, when I moved out, I did not come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's only been maybe me, my brother Al, my sister Tasha, my sister Tanika, and Peggy. Like, the five of us.
How many is it of y'all again?
I was about to say,
Seven.
When we moved out, we did not come back.
Two stayed.
Huh?
Two stayed.
They went out, but they came back. Like, JoJo came back for a little bit, and I hated that shit, because I was a senior in high school. I was like, nigga, you fucking up the whole rotation. Like, nigga, why you working at the school where I go to? Come on, man. And then JR came back for a little bit, but it wasn't because he wanted to.
Mm.
Like, if he could have did something differently, he would have. But me, I did not go back. And I could, like, goddamn, that freedom tastes too.
It do feel different. I will tell you.
That freedom tastes too good.
That shit do slap you in the face.
My people ain't on that shit.
On what?
Let me come back.
They won't let you come back.
What?
No.
But if
you have that sporty ass attitude that you have right now.
Not even though, because you got to think about it. It's just like, it's higher expectations. So they only sell nothing less. No, I'm the middle child. Oh. So I got a little sister. I got two younger sisters, actually. One on my mama's side, one on my dad's side. But it's just like, my parents honestly feel like I'm their smartest child. Mm. So they like, boy, you only in the situation that you in right now because you settling for that.
That's how my parents feel about me. I'm the most promising kid. I got a brother.
You feel me?
Your brother older or younger?
He older than me. We 5 years apart. Okay. I'm the most promising one, I'm telling you. Anything that I'm going through, they be like, it's you.
It's you.
It's you.
You got it.
Yeah.
I will say though, my dad passed away in 2007, so everybody was still off in school, and my mom's rule always has been like, you can come back if you need to, like if you need it, like if this, like if you have to, come on, but if you ain't got to, goddamn it, then don't. So fortunately enough, I didn't need to, I didn't have to,
You wanted to.
Well, that's because you had an old lady, basically.
No,
you had an old lady.
I didn't want to go back.
I think that's men. Men don't be wanting to go back. I think that y'all had that in your mind. I feel like girls more so be like, okay, I can go home.
I don't know. I was just saying, I don't know if all women want to necessarily want to go.
Not all women, but I'm saying in a ratio, if you think about it.
I think it's so.
If you think about it, women go home a little bit more. Women go home a little bit more.
It's all in how you're brought up.
I also stayed home the longest too.
Okay.
In a sense of, I didn't leave to go to college until I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else that like my sister Tasha left the house at 18, okay. Tanika left the house at 18, like everybody left the house at 18 and then went. I didn't leave until I was 20 off of some advice from my brother Al, like, hey bro, stay, get your AA degree, this, that, and the third. And I ain't leave until I was 20. But when I left at 20, I was like, all right, here's the deal. I ain't coming back.
Like, God damn it. I done got to experience life. I done see how this shit tastes and feel. I'm not coming. Like, I'll come back to visit. I'll come back to say hello. But I am not, I cannot see myself packing my shit and moving back. Like, even during college break, I was like, fuck, like, no, I'm not coming back. Because one, my city is small and it's such a small town. What Drake did, you from a small town, nothing new but talk and listen. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm from a small ass city. So, like, I don't want to go back to that small ass city where people are just talking and gossiping. Let me get a job here in the city where I can work, where I can stay here in this big city of Jacksonville, although it's small itself, and do some shit that'll keep me here, opposed to going home and falling in some of the same patterns that people are doing and used to. So I had no desire to go back to my city that I lived in. Mm-hmm. Love the city. It's a great city and it's growing. But I have no desire to go back and move there, live there. Although houses are pretty cheap there compared to other places.
Yeah, if I move again, I ain't going back. This is my last round.
Do you feel almost like as a 29-year-old, mm-hmm. 29? Mm-hmm. Like, do you feel like you're too old to be staying home?
Yeah, a little bit.
You better, because you just, I'm grown. Too old.
Okay, Joey Badass, leave me alone.
I'm just saying shit.
Leave me alone. Let me move in with you. You got an open room. I'm definitely not paying you on the first.
When you gonna pay? Shit.
I'm not
on the 28th. Yeah, I know you weren't paying on the first. You paid on the 28th. Fuck. Shit.
Not what you just allowed. Shit, I could pay.
Do
on
you
the
think
fifth.
That you can be a roommate with a young lady and not want to sleep with her?
Yeah, that's a question for you.
Cute boy. Hypothetically.
So like, let me set it up
for you. Could you be roommates with Alicia
though, Jerry,
and not want to fuck?
So, I'm lying with you. I ain't capping with you. Like, I ain't even answer that question right now. But that's, I ain't gonna answer that. So my thing is, like, I could have a female as a roommate though. You feel?
Hold on, what? I missed it. What happened?
I've just ignored it.
Okay.
So like, I could have a female as a roommate. I was thinking about that. Like, mm-hmm. if I have another roommate, let somebody move in, it gotta be a female because they're gonna be cleaner. They're gonna hopefully cleaner.
Yeah, because you know
things like that.
But females genuinely aren't cleaner than men.
Genuinely, we're not. Because you're genuinely lying.
No. I'm in a sense of like, how does your bathroom look on any given day from your hair, from doing your hair to combing?
Okay, so listen, I just want to, I'm being for real. This is dead ass. When I was growing up, my mom used to work overnight, so we would have to stay with like my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like get ready for bed there, eat dinner there. My auntie had a rule: you had to clean the bathtub every time you got out.
Okay.
There was no you like wait until the morning, like you clean the bathtub every time you got out because it's dirt. You're dirty,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't want to see that. And if you didn't clean the bathtub before you got out, as we got older, she'll wake you up and beat you. You knew what the fuck you did.
Yeah.
So I mentally carried that on.
But like your hair strands.
Yeah, you clean up after yourself. I can't, even now, like even now moving back, like, and my mom like come in, if I like, I feel like I wipe up and everything before I walk out.
Interesting.
So she'll be like, oh, it was a string of hair and you know better. And I'm like, damn. Out that fucking bathroom, but I got you.
I've always
missed it, but yeah, no. Ever since I was a kid,
I've always seen like any woman that I've talked to, I've dealt with, like the hair, the whatever, because like women are cleaner, like they can clean better, they can do better, but because they have so much more going on than men, it's more of a burden for them to do so. You know what I mean? Like me, like we get up, wash our face, shake our hair, shit, brush our teeth, and shit. We out the door. Y'all got more than that,
right?
Women have more to do than that on a typical day.
Yeah.
So that's why I say like genuinely, they are more. I don't want to say messier, but y'all have more of a mess that y'all could possibly create, mm-hmm. than a man does.
True.
Yeah,
that's true.
So that's why I'm like, but I'm sorry.
Still,
go ahead.
Women still clean. They gonna clean up, bro.
Yeah,
they gonna clean up, and we gonna clean.
Yeah,
and we gonna put your food to the side.
That part,
and then clean like, up.
Not a roommate.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
Clean up. I like cooking pork chops.
Ew, you got high blood pressure.
Is that? I was like, damn, pork chops. The first thing. pork chops.
People be like, pork chop. Damn, you damn if you do, damn if you don't.
You know, black folks say chicken or some shit like fried chicken, pizza.
I feel like you damn if you don't, damn if you don't, damn if you do. Because I feel like
when people have asked me stuff before, and I'd be like, oh, when I was like into a phase, I'll say what I've been cooking a lot, because what I really been cooking a lot is like salmon and stuff like that.
Good.
But when like you're in a phase or whatever, so I was like, oh, chicken, like, oh, you can't really cook, anybody can fry chicken, like, you damn if you do that, you know. You say spaghetti, they be like, oh, you only anybody can cook pasta, spaghetti. Anybody can make, yeah, like, right? You damn if you, you do can boil some know. Noodles. Just know I can fucking cook.
I can make oxtails, my favorite food.
You can see, make oxtails?
That sounds like a cook.
You can make oxtails?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
How would you like
it? I would hate not to be sick. I don't want to.
I mean, honestly, you would not be sick.
Break down your oxtail if you can, your recipe.
Break down my recipe. Okay, I'm not going to break down my recipe, but I will give you my breakdown of how I do it.
The general, yeah.
So, boom. The first thing you're going to do is get your lemon and your lime. You're going to, you know, put a little vinegar in the water. You're going to scrub them boys up. You only get in the lemon. You're going to use the actual lemon to scrub your oxtails. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
You should do that with any meat, though. Clean the meat.
Like I just said, I'm ahead. Talking about doing my oxtails, okay? Boom. Once I do that right there, I see that water is a certain color. At that point, I'm going to drain them off. And then, you know, we're going to rinse them one more time. And at that point, we're going to sit them in the bowl after I don't damp them off. That's when I'm going to come in with a certain seasoning, a Jamaican seasoning. It's called pickle pepper. I'm going to put a pickle pepper in there. Then I'm going to cover my other stuff. So I put my other stuff in there like that. I'm going to add a little ketchup on there. You know what I'm saying? A little onion, ground, what's it called? Mm-hmm. A scallion, some scotch bonnet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A little green pepper, or all them colors of peppers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Put it in there.
Bell,
you know what
peppers.
I'm saying? Turn it up.
Yeah.
And you let it marinate?
I'm going to let it freeze for about 45 minutes. Once I freeze it for
45 minutes. Let it freeze in the freezer.
So you put it in the freezer.
Okay. Yeah. Once I put it in freeze for 45 minutes, I take it out. Then I scorch them on the stove. Once I scorch them on the stove, then I come back in with my beef stock. And I do like a half of chicken stock. Not too much. A dab of chicken stock in there. And then when I come in my chicken stock, I add in my certain little bitty veggies that I like to eat in my own.
Possibly. Like carrots and stuff? Celery and stuff, or just carrots?
Just a little bit of carrots.
Potatoes.
Slight carrots. Not too many.
I don't like y'all whispering the shit. And then,
you
sexual.
Feel me? I'll put in some, what? You know, once,
it does.
Once I let it simmer on the stove for about like 3.5 hours.
Like carrots and
3.5 hours. At that point, carrots. I add in my lima, what is it? kidney beans or something like that. Whatever beans. I forget the term, the beans that I use, but I put
them in the rice?
No, inside my oxtails. That's okay. Oxtails. Put the beans in there. And then I'll make my rice and stuff. And then I'll go
make
to the
make
side.
You what?
Who you made this for?
My rice.
Yeah. He can cook for
now. I go to the side.
He didn't say rice. He said rice.
Okay,
rice.
I got a. I have a hidden secret. Yeah. I cannot make stove top rice. I got to make rice in a bag. You know, like you put it in a bag. It's something about rice for me. It's something about
okay,
rice.
Okay, I was like that at first too. But then I learned that a measuring cup.
Mm-hmm.
Get you so a long way.
If you put a half a cup of rice in there, then you put 2.5 cups of water.
Oh.
And then you put your cup full of oil, and then you just make sure you stir it up the whole time you're boiling. But you really ain't supposed to put your rice in there until it's boiling for real.
Yeah,
for
to the water boil.
Oh.
A little salt.
Mm-hmm.
That makes some sense.
A little pepper.
I gotta do it, but I probably need somebody to watch me do it. I probably need somebody to watch me do it the first couple of times.
Nah, because once you put it in there, when it's boiling, you stir it up and you see the boiling go down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Let it sit. That water going to evaporate, and that rice going to be nice and nice and firm. And sticky, too. It's going to be
honestly, you can really, and honestly, you can cut the water off when it starts boiling. Drop the rice in there and keep it on for like maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And just let the hot water cook it, and it's going, the hot water literally going to evaporate out of it.
If you can make good grits, you can make rice.
Exactly. Grits and rice the same thing.
Yeah, you can make good. You said you can't make grits? God damn it. Well, shit.
Damn. I can't do grits.
You only stir grits. You only stir grits.
Now, since we here.
Literally stir grits. You not working at Waffle House. I don't like when nobody say they can't make no grits.
You just stir that
you
shit.
That Waffle
you just stir fucking grits.
Yeah, nigga, this nigga's the Waffle like the House guru.
Grits? Bro, you pour that instant grits? It's only instant grits. You pour
and nothing other than
instant grits.
Now, I gotta ask y'all this, because I'm not trying to play Cupid or nothing like that. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. But Valentine's Day just passed. We just got past Valentine's Day. Yeah. Here it is. When this show aired, it's 10 days past Valentine's Day. So hear me out. If y'all were to do or like cook a meal for each other for a special occasion, and this is almost unfair because my dog Cusay is that guy in the kitchen. Like I just seen this nigga worked at Waffle House and could handle $2,000 worth of food coming in on any given night. and I see this nigga grilling like the Q's do. You know what I mean? What would y'all cook for each other? Like, if what would be a go to meal? If you had to make a signature dish, what would be that dish?
You go first.
You like, you gonna make spaghetti? You gonna make spaghetti?
For sure, I'm making spaghetti. For sure, I'll make you some.
But nah, though, I'm gonna ask you what you shrimp like to in eat.
It. Yeah, I would just say what you want to eat that day.
Yeah. So it's like, what's your favorite food? If you're a pizza person, I can make you pizza. But it's like, if you like, basically any type of cuisine that you like, I'm gonna make that.
Yeah,
because I can say that.
I would ask
it.
Exactly.
She's eating a lot of hell, Alicia.
She lying, but
I mean, would ask what you want.
Just because you ask, because
you can tell me
it.
Something simple like pizza.
Anyway, I like cordon bleu. Oh, I don't know that nigga.
No, then I'll try it. I'll try to make it for you.
Please don't try to make no shit that you never made.
I can try to make it for you.
Don't try to make no shit that for me that we ain't never had before and you never cooked.
Yeah, I feel like people do. How else do you know how to do it unless you try it one time and then you perfect it?
But see, I'm an Alfredo person.
Are you? I make the best. I make the.
So do you use the Alfredo seasoning or do you make Alfredo from sauce?
I make my own Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Using heavy?
I don't like how y'all flirting on the show.
We're not flirting.
We're asking like,
this sounds.
I'm asking questions, bro.
We can have a pasta like challenge since you roommate free or whatever.
Had Alfredo.
It be sounding good.
You ever been Alfredo'd?
You think it's over there going? He just thinks it's all world. He over there going.
What's wrong with you, Jerry? Please stop. Jerry started with Breezy though.
It started with Breezy.
Yeah, for real. But Jerry has really been dying to find somebody
for you
to like mix me in with somewhere. Remember when you and Veronica, I stayed after hours one show? This was back when you guys had, you know, co-hosts.
What's up with you and these co-hosts?
I don't have that. I'm just saying. I'm referencing going so that you know.
Jerry, please put her on the show. No. Damn. Damn.
I'm go ahead.
We're gonna put a box down below.
Yeah,
if you want to check list or no, if you want to add Alicia as
I'm over
girls,
it.
Okay?
I'm
go ahead. I don't know what you were saying.
It wasn't like that. I was just saying because Jerry be acting like he don't remember shit, so you have to like replay a lot.
You know how many fucking shows I done?
That's all I'm saying. But then you're making it seem like I'm coming for your co-host. Or
no, I know.
It's me making it seem like it's not him.
Anywho, so remember when I had stayed late that one time? It was like me, you, and Veronica. We was talking, and you was
for sure. Okay.
You ever got put on like a blind date and.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
I don't remember specifics, but sure. No, I'm not saying that we didn't say that. We could have had said that.
Who's the guy?
It was no, like, he was asking me would I be comfortable.
So like if somebody set me up.
Oh, so you think that this is like a blind date kind of
no,
type
I'm
shit.
No, I'm just saying I've just known for a while you have painted the narrative that I might just be on a blind. Like
you need
somebody,
to be with
somebody
I
might
set you
set
up
me
with
up.
Somebody.
Yes,
okay,
that's
got
what
you.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Well, how's it going?
You still single, ain't
you? I'm too old for him.
Well, okay, question.
She just said she was going to go to the house and try to have a cooking company.
How young are you, Alicia?
Wait a minute. Nobody heard that. What is wrong?
Alicia, how young
are
you?
Oh, they want to put it out there like that?
Nobody heard that. What's wrong with you?
How young are you?
Huh?
How young are you?
29.
And Q say you are?
25.
That's a 4-year age difference.
Damn, you sure remember, don't you?
You don't remember my age? Let's be real. You don't remember
I mean, it's only 4 years.
So question, and being real, taking QC out the dudes, taking QC out the equation and just talking in general.
What if I was accounted for?
It's 4 years.
But that don't matter with a nigga like me.
What did you say?
I'm just saying it don't matter with a nigga
I
like
said,
me.
I said, what if I was accounted for?
Are you accounted for?
I'm only going to ask you, do you have kids? That's what matters.
I have no kids.
A nigga don't matter.
I have no children.
Honestly.
No children.
Is 4 years really a deal breaker for you?
You
said no.
No, but I think that it's a deal breaker when I'm the oldest.
How?
Okay. But it's not a deal breaker for me in general. But if I'm the oldest and I kind of think about it. Yeah, I kind of think about it. Because then you be like, you know, you see them old bitches with a young man. He's using her. That's hobo love.
But now, if you were, but
vice
if you
versa,
were
in this situation, I don't think it'd be like that. I think it'd be an equal situation.
Yeah, I think 4 years at y'all
and
age.
And if you older and stuff, and I get older, and you still young, you by out there still doing you. You know,
but you really want to be out there in the world. Now you done got us married and had kids and stuff.
And here's the difference. Like y'all are kind of like, now I don't want to say flip, but. You just said that you live at home with your parents. He got his own place. Like it's kind of some like
I'm 29 and you 25.
I ain't say that.
Wait a minute.
I ain't say that, but I'm saying like he's showing his like sometimes women mature older than men, right? Women mature older than men. Okay. But sometimes you meet a younger person who can kind of meet you at your level where you are. Because although he's 25 and you 20, I'm not by any means trying to hook y'all up or nothing. But yeah. I'd be beautiful if I got another one. Because I got one under my belt. They got married. But if I get another one. I'm not saying that by any means.
You think he's a matchmaker?
Oh, I'm pretty goddamn good.
But it's like, what he's trying to say is that you see this lemonade thing right here? Mm-hmm. It might be filled to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you see, it still has the capacity to be go up to him.
Heard that word capacity?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Y'all can fill each other up.
It's here right here now. But it has the capacity to be here. Okay, that's what he was trying
to
say.
That's what I'm trying to say. And y'all could be equally yoked for each other. Y'all could yoke each other up. Because, shit, he needs somebody to come into his place and clean up when he gone.
That part. hold the fort down.
Hold the fort down while he gone.
You travel too much for me.
You might could be on the road with the young man.
Ooh.
You could be. I think you could.
I'm not playing, man. Y'all know I be going, man. Hey, you really gotta catch me off camera to see what fuck going on.
Tap back in on Tuesday. Y'all send me a message on Tuesday. I'm gonna tell y'all how this fucking thing gonna go. Cause I have a. This is my theory. This is just my theory.
Enlighten me.
This is just my theory.
Please tell me so we can.
I like opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
This is Qsay, Leisha. I don't know y'all that well, but I know you. I think that both of y'all. Can I say it?
Speak your mind. It's only your opinion.
I think that both
of
y'all.
I'm telling you, only your opinion.
I think that both of y'all need someone who's for you and for what you're for.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that?
Yeah.
How you know I ain't shit? How you know I ain't just out here trying to get a little coochie on the side?
I'm definitely trying to get a coochie on the side because
he got a girlfriend. I'm trying to tell you. That's why he facing it like that. How you know
I don't think that he has a girlfriend, but do I think that Qsay has the hoes? He definitely does.
For sure.
I ain't got no hoes. Come on. I got like one or two I fuck with.
That's the hoes.
I ain't got no hoes.
We done found the hoes.
They right in your age group.
Honestly though, I ain't talking nobody my age in a long time. Like, that's why it's funny. I don't talk people older than you. Like, in honesty, you young compared to what I talk to.
Oh, talk your shit.
You a little baby, so that's why I laugh at you. So like, you feel me? Like I said, when I told you earlier, like at 17, and my junior year of high school, I was talking to a 25-year-old at that time. So I moved out of my mama house my junior year, and I was staying with my 25-year-old or 23-year-old at that time.
I
told you about Cam and Casper. My two little stepsons.
Oh my God.
At that time.
Oh my God.
Hey, you.
This is what I think though. I think that y'all figure shit out after the show. Don't listen.
We ain't got to worry about that. We just talking.
Y'all just doing this for the show.
But this is for the show.
But in my opinion, what I think both of y'all would love is somebody who was.
It's for the show.
It's for the show. Okay.
Look at them. I think both of y'all would love somebody who is for you and for what y'all are for.
He probably got somebody that's for him.
I'm just talking.
Because
shit.
You got somebody that's for you, don't mean I got somebody that's for me.
Okay. I'm just talking.
I'm accounted for.
I will say.
You said you're accounted for?
I said, what if I was accounted for earlier?
Nah, you said what if, but when I walked in, you said you were single. You said you're single and what?
Celibate.
There you go.
You was listening to a lot of things I said, huh?
I mean, I was over there asleep. I was listening to what he said too.
You were asleep, but you remembered.
Because he was over there. He said something about cool. He don't like really when his twist is out like this. He thought his line had moved.
Come on now.
But it didn't.
All right.
And he had on two chains and stuff. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, you said
what
Cubans.
I will say is this.
What? No, you're going too far.
Yeah, no, you are.
Good luck to both of you in your life as y'all move on. And figure out this journey together.
Little baby is still a little baby. He should do little baby things.
Who?
Little baby is still a little baby, and he should do little baby things.
But we already said. All right,
said, come on.
I know. Before we go,
no,
I'm gonna just kill like this because you say you like to have the last word. But we already said that if you want to honestly in reality,
they're gonna fight.
He is the 29-year-old, and you. The 25-year-old. So I want you to let that be marinating in your mind. And
no,
I
why would it marinate
mindful.
In my mind? How would I be 25 because I stay with my mom?
No.
So how would I be the 25-year-old?
If the shoe fit, wear it.
And it won't be fitting on me.
Ooh, well, listen, we can move the show the fuck along, and we going right here to a New York Minute.
And I am from the Bronx.
Hey, it's your boy Jay the Great, man. This is a New York Minute. Real quick question. Alicia, last time you was here, you didn't. But I want to know now, are you registered to vote? And did you do any research?
I did some research. I haven't checked if I'm still registered to vote, but I did do some research.
You haven't checked if you're still registered to vote, but you did some research.
I did some research.
What did you do?
Well, I talked to my people, and we were just talking about, you know, the different parties and the differences. Because I was just saying, I feel like, you know, people be Donald Trump hating. I'm not going for Donald Trump. But I'm just saying that sometimes the parties have great examples and good opinions on each side. And, like, what side are we really supposed to go for, you know? And they were saying it's, like, basically based off your morals, like, what you're trying to go for in life and how would you like to see the world.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. So I choose Democrats. But, you know, we can't talk about it.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. Q said it, dudes. Are you registered to vote? What you got going on?
Of course I'm registered to vote. You know I'm a huge advocate for voting.
That's why I asked,
things
yeah.
like that.
That's why I asked.
Honestly, I haven't been intact with it. Trying to find out like what the president election going on. I know, you know, DeSantis just dropped out, and you know Trump still is eligible to be president and things of that nature. But my biggest scare right now is really worrying about this war, man. I think we're gonna go to war. Everybody building bunkers and shit. You know?
Everybody building bunkers?
And shit. We about to have a war pretty soon. They're gonna have a war. It's coming.
I know the last time I talked to you, my niece texted me. I don't like it. You were like a huge advocate on you know, people registering to vote, knowing
most definitely.
For
yeah, yeah, yeah. So doing research. Yeah. So like actually, in April, I'll be going to another summit where I'll be, like, doing a little a vote project or whatever. And, again, it's, like, you got to make sure you know who you're voting for and then seeing about the census and things like that. It's just because every year, people think, like I told you earlier, like, the census, man. People be thinking, like, oh, the census don't mean nothing, bro. But when you do the census, that's taking away seats from the Republicans. That's taking away seats from the Democrats. That's adding seats to both parties or, you know.
Yeah.
Give you more representation or taking it from you, and people got to realize that. And honestly, bro, like I said,
participate, be involved.
Whenever you don't show up, bro, somebody happy.
Yeah,
somebody's always happy when you don't show up. So the best thing you can do is participate, do your research, watch the news, and understand what's going on when it comes down to voting. Man, it's very, very important because if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't ask you to do it. Honestly.
Or they wouldn't fight so hard to get you.
Thank you. They wouldn't fight so hard to get it to where you can't vote.
Yeah.
Like, why would you go to jail? They taking it from you. Your right to vote. Your say so in the world. And then so
why they
moving
your precinct?
And then so many of us go around nowadays not knowing what's going on in the news. Me, I'm one of them. And then not even taking the time to go out to vote. At least I don't know what's not going on. At least I know what's, like, I don't know what's going on in the news. But when the time to vote, I'm going to sit down and do my due diligence to try to do the research and make the best votes that's going to matter for me and my facts. People. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And something that I can benefit from. I ain't just not going to vote and be like, they don't care about us. And at that point, I ain't benefit from nothing.
Yeah. Listen, even the last month of February, but March is coming around the corner. And I think it's not the primary for, like, for you to vote for the candidate in the Republican Party is coming up because the Democrats already have their nominee, which is the current incumbent of Joe Biden. So register to vote. Make sure that you are registered to vote. Vote in this primary if you are a Republican. Even if you're a Democrat, shit, still go out there and check a box if you can. And be prepared for November, man, because it's coming. And be prepared for what's happening in your local and state government, because it is important. That is my New York Minute.
And I am from the Bronx.
Run that shit, bitch. Y'all me.
Fellas, we've surveyed women all around the world, and 9 out of 10 women agree they prefer for their man to be groomed down below. Now, he ain't got to be completely bald, but they want him to shave that fro down just a little bit. And Manscaped is here to help you because they just released the all-new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Now, this trimmer has skin-soft technology, and it also features their brightest LED spotlight to date. Of course, they're waterproof and so silent, you can't even tell that I'm using them right now. You can get 20% off your Manscaped clippers or anything else on their website, like the boxes that I'm wearing too, by using our code word DIGNIFIED. They'll even throw in free shipping when you go to check out. So go to manscaped.com, use that code word DIGNIFIED, and upgrade your balls. Two things.
You asked them? Have you asked them that though? Have you asked them for your homeboys?
You motherfuckers are gonna have, like, if y'all ever was to do it, it would be amazing. Y'all got so much pent up energy between y'all. Y'all, you know, her goal for 2024 is to be a Mama Yana. So you be careful with this one.
Yeah. I heard her say March 2024.
Yeah, she wants to.
Adding a fool.
She wants to have a baby.
You heard it too.
That's not a goal of mine.
Definitely was a goal.
No. I cleared you up on that and I said it's not a goal. It's a. That's what I would like. I would like for that to happen.
You
want to
have a baby in
2024. But that's not a goal. Like, I'm working on it. That's not a goal. I still got birth control. So it's obviously not a goal.
You got twins in your family?
Yeah, on my daddy's side.
For real?
For real. I got twins, right?
Y'all finna go make goddamn quadruplets.
The other day I was Googling, like, how can you have twins? Like, what sex position?
What was the position?
They said, on the side. Like, you laying on the side. And then they said, standing up and on top, but you gotta be on top on an angle.
You believe that shit?
I don't believe none of that shit.
Nah, that don't sound right. All I know is that if you don't pull out and you just keep going, you might make two.
What?
For real, you ain't never think about it. You just talking about like the cream thing. So what if he does a shoot once and then he just don't pull out and he just keep going?
Here's what I want for both of you. Whenever you all
We ain't talking about that for that.
Whenever you all get together outside of the show, because I know it's gonna fucking happen.
It's not.
I won't.
Okay, he said it's not. You said it's wrong, and it's gonna happen tomorrow.
It ain't gonna happen. He just doing this for the show, just like a Joey badass. Now let's go.
Keep calling him a Joey badass.
Trying to throw shade? Speak on how you feel.
Joey
don't speak
badass
on how I
is
feel.
A nice looking man.
You throwing me all my feelings. You have
the
heard?
Last couple of people I knew that was like this. They've been married and got 4 kids by now.
Ooh, they was fucking.
Fucking. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say I ain't waiting my 6 weeks.
You said you celibate.
We're talking about having kids, right? You just said they had 4 kids. I'm saying they was fucking. I know I'm not waiting my 6 weeks is what I'm saying. But I'm celibate right now. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing.
You niggas are nasty. She like them nasty.
I ain't gonna
like
count y'all. I'm really like drunk as fuck. I done took that little bit of Casanigo about that bit right though.
And I
had me a little cauliflower pizza. That whiskey not nasty. That shit actually sweet. I've been to tell you like
cauliflower pizza.
Yeah, I was on some cauliflower pizza earlier.
Ew.
All right, well, here we go, man. We're going to the question of the day, and it goes a little bit something
question
like this.
I say I got a couple questions. Let me ask you. Look, question of the day.
Yo, it's your boy Jeff the Great, and I'm tuning in this week for That Dude Breeze. And the question of the day is, if you could pick an artist to see, dead or alive, singer, performer, whatever, who would you want to see? Dead or alive?
Oh, excuse me. Jesus.
Stay with it.
I don't know. You go first. Marvin Sapp.
He's alive. You want to see Marvin Sapp?
I
want
to see Marvin Sapp.
What song you want him to sing?
Not the time.
I need
That's thirsty.
Leo.
That song is called Thirsty.
It is.
Yeah.
I needy.
You don't know that song, huh? You ain't a church boy, huh?
I am.
Heathen.
Honestly, if I would have to say it, I want to see Michael sing. Like
Michael Jackson?
Jackson?
Yeah.
Prince. I'm changing mine. Prince.
Like, I want to see Michael sing. He,
Oh, I touched you. I'm sorry.
He's like, you good.
He liked it.
I want to see Michael sing. Because it's like, when I don't know. I feel like as kids, we I think everybody in their life got a point in their life where they have like, boom, I start remembering a lot of things at this point, or I start really taking notice in what the world really truly is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think 2009 Michael died.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was saying, yeah, my grandma died.
2009.
So yeah. So around about that time, I just remember, like, it was just like I was going through so much in those years. Like, I just died, like, dang, bro. Like, when they had the whole on VH1, bro, I remember, like, they had Michael just playing for literally 24 hours, cuz on VH1, Michael, greatest hits of Michael Jackson for 24 hours.
Videos,
bro. And I was like, dang, bro, I wish I could have seen this man perform, bro.
Yeah,
I went to watch This Is It and all that. Got the Wii game and all. So it's Michael, definitely.
Now, Wii game was definitely
got the glove that came with it, bro. Yeah,
there's still a monster in the moon,
but I still got the glove.
You know what? I changed my answer.
Okay, who's your answer now?
Al Green.
Damn,
he's alive. Okay, yeah.
Only because I used to watch Soul Train Awards. Remember they used to play the old like highlights of the Soul Train Awards?
For sure.
I was like, dang, I wish I could have been there. You see how people was dancing and shit. See all that.
Yeah, cause
that ain't nothing with cocaine.
Yeah, you see how I'm taking you back to where, like, you gotta go back, like, where it originated with the music, where you really thought about that music. And it was really Michael for me. Like, Michael Snap.
He's on cocaine too.
Oh, do you remember
everybody? Michael, yeah.
They was on coke.
All of them.
Everybody
shit
coke.
Still today.
Michael, I know
people to be racing about, rapping about Freebase. They ain't nothing but weed and cocaine. That's uncut cocaine.
Chris Brown on that shit. Beyonce doing a little bit of it.
I used to talk to this doctor, but that Beyonce promoted like, cocaine.
I just said that.
I miss both of y'all. What happened?
No, go ahead about that.
No, go ahead about your Beyonce.
No, was that doctor delivering papers out here?
No.
What he was doing?
He a pain management doctor.
But he be writing prescriptions and he be high.
No, that's not what I said.
What you
said?
If he snort coke, he high.
That's not what I said.
If he snort powder, he high.
But that's not what I said.
But now you got to clear it up. What did you say?
I said that.
What hospital do you work at?
Cocaine use. And I wouldn't say like he
I'm just saying I won't go to the hospital.
In a way, my God, he's actually a really good doctor. I'm not saying he promotes it in a way where he tell patients to do it. I'm just saying, like, if you ever have like a conversation with him, like I've had a conversation with him, and he's like, it's nothing but Adderall.
Cocaine?
Yeah, he's like, it's nothing but Adderall. If you can figure out like your dosage, you hit it, it's like a quick Adderall fix. You got people take Adderall every day.
I take Adderall.
You take Adderall still today?
I mean,
I'm on Adderall.
But my different thing Adderall. Is Adderall don't make me high. It's calming me down.
You so, on Adderall?
If you do,
are you ADHD?
Yeah. Like I'm like depressed. Yeah. So she ADHD.
Morphine made me feel like a zombie for sure.
I'm on Adderall, baby. I can't see straight.
You know how people be like, they on the perks and they high? I don't get it. I be sleepy,
I
tired.
I took a perk. I was shitty.
Can't. I be shitty. Tired as fuck. I be sleep.
I was shitty, cuz.
No, I'm a little sleepy.
If I saw somebody dead or alive, goddamn, I'm just going to say Whitney Houston then. Shit.
Oh, Whitney. Yeah.
I'd like to go see Whitney.
Whitney passed in like 2013, 2014.
2012. Yeah. 2012. I remember
where
I was at.
What song, you want her to perform?
I was in
Jacksonville
when I found out she passed away.
Huh?
What song you want her to perform?
Both of y'all asked me questions at the same time. What song?
He said he knew she when she passed away. He was in Jacksonville.
You was in Jacksonville?
Like you don't live in Jacksonville.
Because she passed away in February, and I'm not from Jacksonville. I'm from Tennessee.
Okay, I know you're from there, so but actually, do you not live in Jacksonville?
This month. She passed away this month.
Oh, yeah, she Grammar Weekend. It was Grammar
Weekend.
Yeah.
It was All Star Weekend. Probably too. Around. It was All Star Weekend. Literally, the same time All Star Weekend is.
Yeah.
The 14th or the 15th. Around about the same weekend.
Yeah.
The second week of February.
What song would you want her to perform?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to hear like the young Whitney, like I want to dance with somebody
and
or all that
I
shit. I don't want to hear that. That's too sad. I would want to hear I Look to You.
I Look to You. That song was so, but that song was like, wasn't that,
that was like her new. That was her newer one. No, old Whitney. What you want to hear? Old Whitney.
I don't know. I want to hear.
I want to dance with somebody.
I like that one.
She sound like a white girl.
She was a white girl at that time. And I want.
She was on that on the Miley Cyrus. Yeah. She definitely was.
And
white
I, I want to hear.
Yeah, because people don't know she really put Bobby on that shit.
I tumbled. Really?
You thought she put Bobby on
that shit? She definitely put Bobby on that shit.
They say Bobby put her on it.
No, she put Bobby on that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely put
That's
Bobby on
that. That's what I'm saying. Women lead to destruction sometimes.
Whitney was doing that shit long before Bobby Brown.
She was doing that shit when that white man was helping her career. Yeah. You ain't watched the movie?
I saw the movie.
Okay, that white man that was helping her career, he put her on.
You talking about
Clyde Davis?
Yeah, and the bodyguard, he put her on. And then she put Bobby on.
Yeah, Bobby Brown was doing a little bit of shit, but he wasn't doing all that shit. He wasn't doing no coke.
But I just want to know what make you want to leave the good.
Do what?
Weed.
To go to something different?
Yeah. Because it's like, that weed I ain't never just changed for me. It's always the same.
Probably get a little higher. But you got to think about it, though. Like, when, if you're performing, like, we doing this podcast right now, right?
Because I go a whole day without it.
Are we doing this podcast right now?
I hit that bit late that night.
Imagine, because allegedly they say all the performers, all the great performers are doing it. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Prince, mm-hmm. Beyoncé, Bruno Mars, Chris Brown. Yeah.
But I can see that Beyoncé is doing some drug because I just told my coworker at the job that I'm like, listen, Beyoncé was thick. You would compare your female. I want me a bit like B. I looked at another video.
Beyonce got no BBL.
Listen, I looked at it the other day. What? Beyonce not thick no more.
I think
Beyonce is the same
Beyonce
size.
Skinny. No, Beyonce is not the same size.
But
Beyonce
she ain't,
is skinny.
Beyonce ain't the standard of what the BBL look like today.
No, bro, Beyonce is skinnier. I don't care what you say.
I think.
Look at a recent picture of Beyonce. You ain't looked at no recent picture.
Why you laughing like that?
You ain't looked at no recent picture. I'm telling you, Beyonce is skinnier, bro.
I got it. I see. But every performer, like, you got to think, like, if you're performing night over night, end over end, and putting on that great of a show, mm-hmm. you need some kind of a boost, some kind of adrenaline boost, some kind of rush to get you to perform. Like, Chris Brown ain't doing it. I don't know a nigga that do a backflip every day. I know niggas that can do backflips, but they not doing them shits every night at 8:30.
Gymnastics.
Every night at 8:30. Gymnastics, you do a gymnastics that day, and then you're done. You might be practicing Tuesday through Thursday. On Friday, you can perform.
But, bro, like,
on Saturday, you're done.
You got to think, like, even when you go to, like, NFLs, I got a homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
He play in the league. But they giving you, like, shit to make you perform.
That's what I'm saying.
Bad stuff, but, like, your ankle tweak, bro.
Yeah, we going to shoot you.
They going to give you a shot in the ankle, bro. You're not going to feel that shit. So, right. These, like, bro, a lot of this shit that we be thinking that's illegal and shit, because it's okay in these professional settings and shit.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, it may not be necessarily like the illegal drugs and shit that people are
but
saying.
But it's damn near illegal.
But it's something that they are taking. There's no way. Like, I do a comedy set on a Friday. I've done three shows in one night. And motherfucker, I was like, there's no way I can do tomorrow.
So you think, but what about Cat Williams, though? He don't do no drugs.
Cat Williams bullshit.
Okay, I think he lied about that a little bit.
Everything.
A little bit.
I don't think he lied. I think he just smoked weed. I think he just smoked weed.
That's still a drug. He shouldn't have lied.
But I smoke weed.
Just be lying.
I mean, listen. At the end of the day, I have a medical marijuana card for anybody that's watching this show that has anything to do with Edwards University. I do have a medical marijuana card, okay? And it's prescribed to me by a doctor. And it is for my anxiety. Thank you.
Bullshit if Cat Williams ain't on nothing harder than weed.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Anxiety.
Bullshit. Cat Williams on something harder than weed.
And depression.
So, is this my question of the day? Was this
question?
That was your question of the day.
That was your question of the day.
One thing about it, I'm always do my small infomercial about me.
There you go. Well, here it is.
What they say? A couple questions.
Let me ask you. Let me get back.
Question of the day.
Hey, man, we're going to keep moving along because we're going on, and we're going to go right here to Love Him or Leave Him, man, where you can write in to your favorite play cousin. Submit your letter to jtgentertainment.com. That's jtgentertainment.com. Go to Love Him or Leave Him. Submit your letter. We'll read it live on this podcast. Like, we're going to read this letter right here, right now, today. The lifestyle is breaking us up. Los Angeles, California. What's up, family? First off, let me say I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I've been listening for years now. It is great to see how far y'all have come and imagine how far you all can go. So I'm 26, black, male, and I've been with my girl since junior year of college. I was an engineering student and she was studying performing arts. About 2 years ago, we decided that it would be best for her career if we moved to a city that offered more. So we decided to move from OKC, Oklahoma, to LA. She started making a little impact when we got here and she booked her first commercial. She got an agent and everything was going well for her. Then the writer's strike and the actor's strike happened and the opportunity she had on the table quickly disappeared. She fell into a bit of a depression and started drinking more than usual. I work from home, so I would do my best to help her in between calls, but finally things picked back up and she began to get more opportunities. But now she's moving different. She started hanging out with this group of women who want to be famous, but they are all struggling actors. She started partying more, and I'm not tripping off of a little bump here or there, but this has damn near become a habit. She says it comes with a lifestyle, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But this isn't what we moved out here for. I tried talking to her about moving to Atlanta, but she said the city wouldn't be the best for her because she's mixed but appears whiter than she does black. I don't know if I can keep waking up to her coming in at 3 a.m. in the morning with two of her friends drunk, passing out on the sofa. And the real problem is she isn't bringing in any income. She isn't paying for anything because I wanted to support her and her dreams, but I can't keep supporting her if this is the lifestyle she chooses to live. I love her, but I can't keep living like this. I've been looking for places in Atlanta and my lease is up in 2 months. I want to tell her I'm leaving with or without her, but what would y'all say or recommend? / what would that be wrong? Sign, I can't keep living this lifestyle. Alicia.
I'm on here trying to look. Okay, about 2 years. No. I'm trying to see how long they've been together. Cause yeah, you need to leave her ass. I don't give a fuck how long you actually been with her. She let her ass go. She tripping. And did I hear you say you not tripping off a little bump? Is that like a bump? Like, yeah. Like, you not tripping off that? Yeah, you need to leave her ass, because that means you're like, you're settling, like you okay with the dumb a little bit of dumb shit, just not a lot of dumb shit. But because you're okay with the little dumb shit, she doing a lot of dumb shit. So you gotta let her ass go. And two, she not even being safe. Why she coming home with her drunk friends passing out? What if one of them friends was still staying up and they trying to, like, you know, trying to suck your dick in the dark or something? Just,
he would allow that.
That's a, you didn't leave her ass. No, you are not wrong, but I know you're not going to leave because, yeah, something about it is exciting you a little bit, but you didn't leave her ass. You're not wrong. Definitely go to Atlanta. What you say, Q-Dog, Joey get Badass?
Right. Get it right, Q-Shay. All right, so.
Don't talk to me like that.
Honestly, respect it.
Like, talk to me with some respect.
No, you respect it.
Every time you do.
So it's like, it's gonna honestly, fuck you, bro.
So good.
I feel like, bro. Like, you ain't ever had no bad bitch in your life, and it's your first bad bitch. And going out bad, bro. Cause, like, fuck. At the end of the day, if y'all had life goals and aspirations, and y'all moved somewhere with a certain plan intact, and now she's deterred, like, she's.
Detouring. I got you, babe.
She deterring from, you know, those.
Did you call him, babe?
No, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta. Be mindful of that.
We'll clip that.
But before you feel me, like, you get into a situation where you're trying to cut her off, you gotta, like, break it down to her what you don't like and what you ain't fucking with. And if you're not laying down those tracks, you know what I'm saying, of course she gonna keep doing what she wanna do, bumping or whatever, going out, breaking homegirls back, because you ain't laid down no lines of what you feel as if she needs to be doing. And if you paying bills in the house, cause, like, not trying, like, no man that's paying all the bills in the house should be a narcissist or whatever, or anything of that nature. But cause, lay down the rules. Man, this my house. This my shit. Not coming in this bitch at no 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know the fuck you been at. You know what I'm saying? You bringing hoes in here that's not a good influence on you and shit like that. And this my shit. So honestly, bro, if you trying to move to Atlanta and you feel like you moving to Atlanta is gonna be a better benefit for you, bro, me, I'll just move. Fuck it. I'll leave 2 months with, I paid them two last 2 months of rent up for, fuck that deposit and leave. Dead ass. Sex and shit. You trying to downplay my emotions? Like what she said? She said the sex and shit is what come with it, drugs and all that rock and roll. So now you trying to downplay my emotions when I'm telling you how I feel about what you got going on and shit like the hell to the fuck. No, you got me fucked up. So that shit grits all right there. You never need to be with anybody that's gonna downplay your emotions when you trying to motherfucking express to them how you feel. Mm-hmm. That's the number one red flag right there. You don't care about me. I'm just here for the moment. I'm temporary to you. Or I'm good to you and you just benefiting from off what I'm giving you. So you, she done gave you the answers, bro. Everything that you done wrote down in this paper, she gave you the answers. She gave you the answers to bubble into the test. You just gotta bubble them bitches in, my bro. Dead ass. You know what your conscience want. You know that you're supposed to leave that Atlanta and leave her home. You ain't gotta ask that. Everything that you put in here about what you should do, those are all things that your inner conscience is telling you that you need to do, but you scared to do that because you ain't never had no female like this before. If she a light skin or whatever, it seemed like I said, it seemed like she your first bad female, cuz. And we, us as young men, we gotta get out of that, oh, this the baddest female I done had. Woo, woo, woo. Just because she looked, everything that looked good ain't good. Adam, Eve ate that damn fruit. Okay? I bet you she thought it was delicious, scrumptious and all that. And now look at us. We paying for that. So don't pay for nobody else's sins because, you know what I'm saying, you thinking that this is meant for you, bro. Life, like, it's not an L. It's a lesson learned. All right? For sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree. Move your ass back to Atlanta. Get your ass back home. Well, not home, you from OKC. Get your ass back to where you came from, like back to the South. Don't you put up with this bullshit for two more months. If you can afford to pay that rent for 2 months and go, in the words of the great poet Kaya, you forgave him, ho, dumb silly, ho. That nigga don't mean you no good. Should I say Maya Angelou?
I'm not finna play with you.
You forgave him, ho. Dumb silly hoe. That nigga don't mean you no good. Should I say it like Oprah?
Nope. Oh. Nope. I think they got it.
Get your ass the fuck
out of there. Get your ass out of there. She tripping.
I don't think it is. Like, if she wants to live this lifestyle, cool. Let her go.
How she living this lifestyle and still ain't made no fucking money?
I mean, it was, now granted, last year, 2023, there was a writer strike in that.
But it's like, though, bro, like, end of the day, if she beautiful, like I hope she is, because I hope you ain't out here going bad for no ugly motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You need to be pushing her to make her OnlyFans, bro. You need to be pushing her ass to goddamn shit. If she out here fucking for free, you might as well make her fuck for some
she
money.
She didn't say fucking
I'm
for
saying,
free.
She did say sex, said, weed, all that come with this. So that means that she's been fucking already.
No,
like,
that don't mean
if,
that.
Yes, it is. If sex and drugs,
she
rock
said
and roll.
She said sex, drugs, and rock and roll. She was basically describing what she wants, to, like her the industry she's in. She was describing the industry that she's in. That's what comes with it. That doesn't mean she's doing it now. She definitely
okay,
doing the
so
sex
that's
and rock
the,
and roll.
So if that's something that you're in, you should be making money off of it at point blank period. Like, I don't understand how.
So you'll pay her bills and she don't understand?
No. If you beautiful as fuck like that, you should be paying my bills. Like, there was just like, you gotta, it's too easy to make money out here. And I'm not finna take you seriously. I ain't gonna cap.
He been taking it seriously. And
he's stupid. He's stupid for that. He's stupid for that.
Okay. I'm just
trying to let me know. But I read it too, okay. Just like you did.
Hey, break it down. You know, sometimes she people is. Gotta get out of the
context clues, huh? Yeah. Sometimes. Hey, sometimes. Listen. You gotta
she
let
bad.
Her. She fine.
This is first bad bitch. He paid for everything.
Could be.
Working for home like a dummy, and she out here in the streets off his money.
Yeah. Cause she, that's his first bad bitch.
This is first bad bitch.
Okay.
Cause honestly, I used to be like this. Red bone. I told you it's something about them red bones. She white, but she almost black. She mixed, but she almost white. That's what you call that high caliber yellow.
Say it again.
The high caliber yellow. That's that shit. That nigga go,
I hope you find the love of your life. A red bone, the love of your life. I hope you find
it. You gonna get bleached. Gonna get the bleach.
Hey, listen. If you got a letter that you wanna write in to us and get some unbiased, unfiltered, unbleached advice, You can write in to jtgentertainment.com. That's JTG Entertainment. Go to Love Him or Leave Him and submit your letter. We'll give you some advice and opinions like we just did on this letter right here, right now, today. Good luck to you, sir. We want to help you out. For sure, for sure. Let us know how it works out for you. Alicia. You said what?
What was funny, though, a couple minutes ago?
I was laughing.
I'm just trying to make sure you wasn't.
No, I was just getting the fuck up out of there. Yeah. Hey, we're going to one of my favorite segments, Alicia. You know what it's called?
Top 5.
That goes a little bit like this.
Look, tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel. Top 5.
Yo, it's your boy, Jared the Great Man, and this week, my top 5. I wanted to just pay a little homage.
Juvie.
To Juvie the Great. Now, we talk about all these great poets, but Juvenile is one of the greatest poets of our time. I know he did a Tiny Desk series on NPR. And
I loved his on Tiny Desk.
He did a fucking great job.
He did a great job with Tiny Desk. You don't look like
Juvie don't, like, he don't get the respect that he deserved as a poet. Like, they go to Maya Angelou and Langston Hughes, but Juvenile is one of the greatest poets of our time. So to my top five today is the top five Juvenile quotes that he said. And these could be poem. They can get you to some shit. It's lyrics, but it's a sonnet. It's a poem. It could be anything. Y'all ready for it?
Yeah.
Here we go. Number one. Officer, Mr. Officer, please take these handcuffs off of us. We ain't kill nobody in this call for us. And riding on 20s is the law for us.
I think you should say it with like 2021.
Why?
I thought that you were about to rap the officer song by Lil Wayne.
I don't know, but can you just say it in poet verse?
Someone
say
it in poet?
Poet verse.
Okay, here we go. All right, I'm doing it again.
Oh, God.
Officer, Mr. Officer.
There you go.
Please take these handcuffs off of us. We ain't kill nobody in this car for us. And riding on 20s is the law for us. Set it off. Circa 2021.
Yes, Lord.
2021.
See, that sounds better. Okay,
all right, here we go. Number two. Y'all ready for it? Mm-hmm. Number two. This is Juvenile quotes. Mm-hmm. Shh. Be quiet. Tonight is the night we ride. Huh? Talk your shit. Tonight is the night we ride. That we ride 30 camouflage Hummers with niggas inside. With choppers. Doing surgery on bodies like they doctors. Juvenile, you understand? Circa 1999. Number three, you ready for it?
1999.
I like the way that Victoria's Secret sit on that ass. Let me pour some more hip and Hennessy in that glass. Would I be violating if I grab me a handful? I'm knowing what's happening. All I want is a
sample.
Juvenile, circa 2003, slow motion.
It's too old for you.
All right, here we go. Number four. Had to learn my own craft. I was on the wrong path. Was out here living dirty till I took a long bath. Juvenile, Jag featuring Birdman, circa 2009.
That was all right.
And then the last one that I got.
I think Yat more poetic, but you said what y'all.
This is my top five.
I think that was y'all. That's for y'all.
This is my last one. This is number five.
What year were you born?
And he's born in 98.
Oh, well, that's why. Well, then the last one, he said, girl, you working with some ass, yeah.
Yeah.
You're bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Make a nigga spend his cash, yeah.
Yeah.
His last year.
Yeah.
Hoes frown when you
that's
pass,
that type of star.
They mad, yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna ride in the Jaguar with that ass, yeah.
That got you, but the other ones didn't.
That's kind of good. That was a good one.
That one got you, but the other
ones. Juvenile Circa, 1999.
Yeah, with that ass,
back
yeah.
Back that ass up.
So you like for women to twerk?
I said chopper style. Back yeah. that ass up.
That's better than ass up. Yeah.
You too young.
We was with you. I was with you.
You know what I mean.
We let you
slide.
Touch it, but I had to correct myself because I don't want the cousins to think that I'm an incredible source. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's my top five.
Incredible. I mean, it's like incredible.
Yeah, stop doing what you're doing, my boy.
Can I rap it like I wanted to before? Can you say something not to rap it? Be quiet. Tonight is the night we ride. 30 camouflage homies with niggas inside. With choppers. Doing surgeries on bodies like they doctors.
You put me on that.
That's understand by Juvenile.
I try to play this one song.
I ain't no pussy ass.
I be like, Jerry put me on.
I'm a rapper, but I'm still a gorilla.
You understand?
I'll rip you like a Thriller Manila.
You understand?
You'll make me have to kill me.
You understand?
You don't know that song?
Shh, be quiet.
I like that song by Camouflage.
Camouflage.
Let's be fuck friends.
Okay.
La da da.
His daughter's you actually at LSU.
LSU, yeah. The Flazzy.
Flazzy.
Yeah. Fuck friends, you and I, la da da.
I never heard that.
You know that song. You know that song. Hear it. Woody, say mama, what's your name and shit. You know, if you were here, you would know.
No, for real. What
that's my
called?
Top five.
No
games
and shit.
It's called Fuck Friends.
Tell me how you really feel. Tell me how you really feel. Top five, top five, top
what
five.
What car?
Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm just.
Is it this song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fuck friends.
Play it.
You and I. Yeah, it's still la da da.
He's gonna kick me off the show.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You gotta put it in your ear. You don't gotta put it in the mic. He played it already.
You
on
never
the show.
Heard that song?
He'd be
you
like,
know, you know that song. If you
hey, know. What's your name is? Lamar? I ain't trying to play no games and shit.
R.I.P. to Camouflage. He got killed.
He got killed?
In Savannah. Yeah, they from Savannah, but he got.
Savannah,
got
Georgia?
Mm hmm. Well, we got killed. R.I.P. to Camouflage. And shout out to Flage, his daughter, who's playing basketball at LSU. But before we go up out of here today, we have a we used to do this thing called Women Want to Know, but now we switch it up to our guests. So I'm going to ask Q-Say this week, what do you want to know? Q-Say the Deuce, you got us in here. It's up on you. What do you want to know this week?
Like, last time he asked me, like, what I want to know, I asked about female, like, problems and stuff like that.
For sure.
So, like, this year, I want to know, like, what are some goals that you're doing to become successful? And not what I mean, like, successful as in, you know, you making a more money than what you was last year, but what are you doing to create generational wealth? Like, I feel like as black in the black families, we all live selfishly when we need to be living unselfishly. So what are you doing to try to create generational wealth for your family? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. Like,
great question.
Yeah.
Alicia?
I don't feel like I'm doing anything right now. Honestly, I don't feel like I'm doing my best right now to be able to create generational wealth for my family.
Well, my opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, like, it might be unconsciously, but you on the show right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of trying to create your own brand or whatever. I tell people all the time, like, even when I ask my students when they're trying to go to school, like, what are you going to do that makes you happy every day? What you going to get up and you can be out? Till 6, like me, I could be out till 6 o'clock in the morning. But just because I have a passion for what I'm doing, I can get up at 7,
mm-hmm.
go straight to work. And I'm going to be eat up the whole time that I'm there. When I say eat up, I mean have enthusiasm. But that's just because that's what I love. Mm-hmm. And now, back on the flip side, coming here, like, bro, I was at work all day today. I literally woke up. I was out last night until 5 o'clock this morning. I woke up at 8:30 this morning, had to drive to work to be there by 9:15. At that point, you feel me, I got off of work at 4:30 and I drove here at 6. You feel me? And I'm still doing this now. So, like, my generation was like me working. I want to be on TV, bro. Like, I want to be on somebody's podcast. Like, I want to have my dream is to have my own radio show. Like, I ain't going to say, like, y'all listen to Ricky Smiley, but Michael Bazin or whatever his name is.
The Michael Bazin show.
Yeah. Like, I really, that was one of my mentors. Like, growing up, he don't even know it, but. I love watching his show, listen to his show when I'm in a call with my pops and stuff like that. So, me, my form of creating generational wealth is working on my passion and believing in myself right now.
I think my passion is beauty, like beauty cosmetic stuff right now. So, I'm working on like coming out with a lipstick line, but I haven't really talked about it because it's still kind of working.
So, like, what ingredients you going to put in your lipstick?
I don't see. That's what
makes
y'all whispering to each other. Y'all niggas talking.
I'm sorry, but you know when I start getting on my Mac Daddy stage,
I start whispering.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna bring the mic closer so you hear me.
I don't know. That's what I'm working on right now with the chemist people. Like actually, what I want in it and like the formula, like because I don't know if I want to do like matte
matte lipstick or just like regular lipstick, which is more glossier, mm-hmm. if you know. So, yeah.
But what about like natural, like coffee beans and shit? Because like you got to think about it. Like me, my dad worked in the prison system, so he done seen what niggas be very creative to create shit for themselves. Mm-hmm. So like, what can you do to create like a natural base lipstick or something like that that ain't gonna do nothing crazy? Cause I think like ain't makeup made out like blood cells or something like that. Some makeup, like it is from plasma.
Some
it got like plasma in it and blood plasma like in it.
Foundation and stuff. I'm not getting that deep.
Yeah. But I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
What was your question
natural
again?
Though.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Basically, like my question was what are you doing to try to create generational wealth for your family?
In the words of Lil Wayne, I'm me. So damn it, who are you? You're not me. No, I'm working like a motherfucker. I was about to say, Jerry, what? No,
just tell the folks what you're doing. The podcast.
Yeah.
Come on,
Jerry. What am I doing, Alicia?
The podcast.
What else?
I don't know what else you're doing.
A lot.
How y'all
I know
met?
You finished your degree. Oh, how we met? Want me to break it down?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so one day I'm going to come in here with my shirt because I got a shirt made for my podcast too. But
oh, you got a podcast?
I had a podcast. That's how we met. Well, know how we met? I started a podcast, and it was called What's Love, Jack? At the time, Jerry had started his podcast too. We kind of had started it maybe a year apart from each other. Mm. I don't know. Are we?
I had been going for a while, but go ahead.
Oh.
Go off.
Oh.
Go off. No. I had been running for a minute. Go ahead. No.
I didn't know he was running for a minute.
He had been going for a minute.
Okay.
No shots or nothing.
I'm not trying to throw shots on your production. I'm not. Because you say y'all been running for a minute and I kind of...
I started in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, either way, I started a podcast. It was me and my friend. It was called What's Love, Jax. At the time, he had his podcast going and we co-host on each other's show. Well, I didn't actually have Jerry co-host. I had Breeze and Bree on my show because my show was about couples and how the black couples and how they met within Jacksonville. And we would like come to you and film or whatever. You just basically tell us like your love story, like how you met, like what's keeping y'all together.
That's how like, you was trying to like find out what you need, recipes that you need to get your business up for relationship.
No, I don't think that's the case.
But I mean, it plays into your dichotomy.
Looking in, yeah. So,
Horror after reporter.
What?
I mean, as a reporter. If you was trying to indulge in what makes great black couples stay together, that means that you would have been able to, you know, get a lot of research and gather the information. At that point, you would have been able to apply it to yourself.
I'm sorry. But that's how we met.
That's how we met.
Years ago.
You still do your podcast?
No. Mm-mm.
When last time you did one?
Jerry can tell you before I can tell you. When the last time, Jerry?
It's been years.
You like to make that joke.
Maybe 2022.
But what happened 2021? Is my co-host, her life started to change a bit. And so she asked to take a step back because we were going to revamp. So we did our first season and then we were going to revamp a little bit. And she's not like a camera person. She's a behind the scenes person. And I had her like in the camera on our first show. So I was saying that revamping, she wanted to be in the back. And then we had to find somebody to take her space. And in the hindsight, it was going to be her sister. But then some things started happening within her life. And then, you know, her and her boyfriend, they became more serious. They had a baby. So as life went on, we just never touched back. We never touched bases on it.
That's what's up.
But yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, that's how we met.
That's it.
Ask your question again, Q, so we get the fuck up out of here.
All righty, man. So, again, what are you doing, man? Man, women, you know, it doesn't matter. What are you doing to create generational wealth? What are your steps towards that, you know?
There it is. It's been a great fucking show. I enjoy having y'all here today with me.
Appreciate you having me.
Man, anytime.
I'm grateful to be invited.
Awesome. I'm gonna call you back next week too, Alicia. Okay. Come back next week. Alicia, speaking of you, what can they follow you on social media, dog?
Okay, we just discovered this on TikTok. It's O Alicia Alicia. On Instagram, it's Alicia Alicia underscore.
Underscore. There you go. QSA.
Y'all already know what's going on, man. Y'all can find me at QSA Deuce, man. And it's QSHADADUECE. If you can't find it, I'm shadow banned. Just text Jerry, and then Jerry let me know that you're trying to follow me, and I might follow you if you follow back.
There you go.
You sound like one of the, my name is Peggy. I heard a smoker. I don't know if you heard
Jerry,
this.
Jerry, please, man.
But that's what it's up. My name is Jerry, and I was a smoker for 16 years. No, it's your boy, Jerry the Great, man. You can follow me on all platforms at Jerry the Great. That's Jerry, T-H-A. Great. We are the Dignified Delinquents. You can follow this podcast, man, everywhere that podcasts are played on social media, podcasts, StreamYard, whatever the fuck you're listening on, man. The Dignified Delinquents. That's the Dignified Delinquents. If you can't spell that, please go and Google it, because I can't spell it my damn self. Listen, you won't believe this if I told you the truth, but here it is. We out. Yes, Lord.